At the bottom of all local stories published on Collingwood Today, readers have the option of submitting feedback. Here's a snapshot of what readers had to say about what was making news over the last week. Only comments left with first and last names have been included. Ontario releases guidelines for who can receive Paxlovid treatment for COVID-19. Why should unvaccinated adults over 60, without a medical reason for not getting vaccinated, receive this limited supply, expensive, drug? Luba M. Ice Globe Project, a family creation, for semi-retired architect. I tried a variation on this idea, by making an ice block candle holder using a windshield washer fluid bottle, with the top cut off. After one night I had a solid clear block of ice with a hollow center, and after a short time in a garage above freezing I could take off the plastic bottle for reuse. The result looks great. David L. Kimberley Safety Group seeks increased OPP presence to address speeding. Does the resident that says vehicles were going 95 km/h past her have a portable gun to check the speed? How does she know what speed they are going? Sue BTBM draft budget proposes 2.68% tax increase. It is unbelievable that, with the increase in tax base due to growth, an increase is planned. It should be the opposite. They could reduce taxes by 2% and still have increased revenue. Time to get active, people. Bruce S. The Victoria Annex. Past, present and future, 7 photos. Just would like say that I enjoyed the article. Michael Gertzman in last week's feedback story, a commenter suggested a pedestrian bridge over Highway 26 in Craigleith as a solution to traffic problems. A commenter this week has reacted to that idea. I believe a pedestrian bridge or bridges spanning over W26 is an economical solution. It would allow vehicles to continue driving on the existing HWY at proper speeds, 80 km/h, and pedestrians crossing without mortal risk. As opposed to the suggestion of creating a HWY bypass, which would probably result with economical challenges for established business along W26, including Thornbury, after much greater cost to build such. The speed limit reduction still does not address the situation of pedestrian and vehicle conflict when crossing the HWY. I hope the authorities can agree on an economical and practical solution for all involved, pedestrians, drivers, businesses, local residents. Lou B.